here, so who would like to start?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, my name is Lynn Rossick, State Elections Director. With me today is Fred Neal, Campaign Finance Manager for the Elections Division, and Ted Reutlinger, of course, of your staff, Legislative Council. I think that the bill is relatively self-explanatory, as the Chair has just briefly explained it. The point here is to repeal the provisions of 260-174 that the Attorney General has found to be unconstitutional and therefore not enforceable by our office, and to replace them with reporting requirements. The intent of the bill is to make these reporting requirements for contributions during the session to apply to exactly the same people who were previously subject to the ban, and fairly well in the same manner for the same period of time, so that it will apply not only to legislative officials and statewide officials and the governor, but also candidates for those offices. So anyone who has an open principal campaign committee for any of those offices will have to report their contributions during the legislative session. These contributions will be filed in our office within 2 business days after a contribution is received. We'd clarify that as received being by the candidate or the treasurer or someone on behalf of the candidate. If they don't want that contribution, say it comes in the mail, they have to get it out of there and return to the giver within those 2 business days, or they will have to file that report. We're prepared, if this bill takes effect during the session in the fairly near future, since it has an emergency clause, to begin receiving these reports immediately. We will scan them. We will put them up on our website, and they will be available to the public in that manner. Of course, also available in paper records in the office, but they would be on our website. I don't know. I'll turn it over to Fred if you have a couple of additional comments about the bill.
The only thing, Fred Neal, Campaign Finance Manager, Elections Division, a couple of other clarifications we'd like to make, and then some proposed amendments, that the aggregates for this to report contributions, since there's no prohibition and this is not the supplement to the post-election report where you're only reporting contributions of more than $500 from a single source, is that the aggregates would be calculated back to the last election which you filed a report, or if you weren't on a ballot before and didn't file detailed reports before, back to the day you filed your statement of organization to be on the ballot after the legislative session. And so that means if somebody gave you a $40 check, not necessarily any one of you, of course, but during the session, and that was the only contribution they'd ever given to you before, you would report it within 48 hours under miscellaneous contributions, 50 or less. But if they'd given you $20 before January 1st, then they've aggregated to $60 and you would have to itemize them. Just the clarification for the record. Ted did a really wonderful job of trying to take a prohibition and then create a report out of it and then parse that report into all of the detailed enforcement other statutes involved in ORS 260, but he might have been overly zealous and has amended this statute into 3 sections of law that we suggest, and he can respond to our suggestion that are unnecessary and in fact kind of muddy the waters for us in implementing this. And those would be in the bill as printed, sections 6, 9, and 10, and we just suggest that those are not necessary and that you just not amend these reports into those statutes, and I can talk about those statutes and why if you need that information. And that
would be happy to answer any questions if anyone has any.
Well, I'd like to know why.
Consider the minutes. Always wants to know why.
Mr. Chair, Senator Minister, for the record, Ted Reutlinger, Legislative Counsel's Office. The Elections Division is suggesting that we take out Sections 6, 9, and 10 because those are statutes that require them to examine statements that are filed with their office and to The other two, sections 9 and 10, deal with the issuance of certificates of nomination or election if you do not file your elections for your statements for the primary and general election. Since we've written this to say that any of these contributions statements that you filed during the session also must be reported on the normal full CNE statements that you file, therefore it's not really necessary to add the reference to the special contribution sections to these three statutes. So all that information is going to come into their office anyway. And from a legislative perspective, I don't think there's any problem with deleting those three sections as they suggest.
Thank you.
Senator Brown.
Question for I don't know whom. On page 3, let's see, subsection of, I don't know where I am. Page 3, I'll just say the line, lines 18, 19, and 20. The definition for legislative official was changed. Could someone talk to me about why? And I guess my concern is that a staff person or someone on a board could fundraise during the legislative session as well under this change.
Another great question.
Mr. Chair, Senator Brown, that was a change that I made for these reasons. First of all, as I understood the direction, it was to apply this to members of the legislature, statewide officials, candidates, and people who are raising money on their behalf. I deleted the reference to staff people because they're not people who are already in the system who are filing CNE statements, as are candidates, you know, people who are holding office. The second part of that was that it seemed to me that if a staff person was collecting, receiving contributions on behalf of a member or a statewide official or a candidate, that they were going to be already covered under subsections 3 and 4, which say that a person who's affiliated with a legislative official who receives contributions has to file a statement. Now, if you read that language in conjunction with Section 2, which is 260.044, which is about who has to file if they're collecting contributions, the bottom line I think you get to is that if a staff person is collecting money on behalf of a member, that's going to get reported either by the member or by the person who collects the money, because this statute says that if you're out soliciting money and it's not on behalf of anybody in particular, you're automatically a PAC and you have to file a statement of organization and report. But if you're collecting on behalf of a specific member and you give that money to the member, then the member is going to have to report it. So I think that you're covered, and I think maybe Lynn and Fred can talk to that too if I've misspoken.
No, not at all. Chair Harper, Senator Brown, we concur in Ted's elision because we also define receipt of a contribution as in the physical custody of or placed into an account controlled by a candidate, collecting agent, connected organization, or political committee. And so if it's a staffer that's collecting in her or his own mind for this member, or in the member's mind, they are a collecting agent, and the candidate, the member, has received that contribution.
Could the staff person fundraise on behalf of the member without the member knowing about it? The staff person would still, under this draft, the staff person would still have to report the contributions, correct? Is that possible? I mean, I don't even know.
Well, the money's got to go somewhere
okay.
to have its desired effect.
Okay.
Right. It's a good question, and I think we're comfortable with the fact okay. that, you know, you ultimately has to go someplace, has to be reported,
okay.
Or you're not in compliance.
Okay.
Senator Miller.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Lynn, you said that, so far as you're concerned, the current statute is unenforceable by your office?
Senator Harper, Senator Miller, yes, the Attorney General opinion that we received specifically told us that we could not enforce 260.174 as is currently constituted. So we essentially then informed our political committees and candidates that we would not be enforcing the statute based on that advice.
if I might, Mr. Chairman. In the event that this statute remained on the books and someone was raising money that appeared to be in violation of the current statute that you deem unconstitutional, what would be the remedy for somebody who wanted to bring that, if they brought it to your attention, you said, sorry, we don't enforce these unconstitutional provisions, what would they likely do? Would they try to force you to act? Would they?
Mr. Chair, Senator Miller, I mean, I presumably somebody could disagree with the Attorney General opinion and try to mandamus us to enforce the provision. You know, we are acting under advice of counsel. Our counsel has told us not to enforce this statute, and so it's not our intention to do so. I mean, obviously people can disagree with that, but at this point, the reason that we have suggested, and the way the way the bill is drafted, is to amend 26174, as we have found it to be very misleading to the public to leave on the books statutes that we know, because we've received advice or we've been involved in litigation, are not constitutional. Because the public will look through the statutes and find one that they think applies to something, and then call us up or try to file a complaint, and it's very discouraging to people to receive information from our office. Well, that statute's on the books, but we can't use it.
Final question, Mr. Chairman. In the bill on page 3, and it just has to do with the hypothetical I raised last week. We were supposing that soon-to-be former President Clinton came to town and the Democratic Party thought he'd be a good fundraising opportunity. And they have this big function, and people, as they do in these kinds of things, maybe bring checks to the event, or they come in a couple of days prior to. It's my understanding, as this bill has written, that the moment you receive that, you have not later than 2 business days after the time that it's received to report each one of those separately received checks. Is that correct? Contribution?
Chair Harper, Senator Miller, if you are one of those persons or committees subject to the bill, to the statute, yes, that is true. There is, I guess I'd first ask if you're mostly focused on lines 1 through 5, so we were talking about caucus committees, political party committees, or persons acting on behalf of candidates for. Those would be subject to the 48-hour reporting requirement if they were soliciting contributions on behalf of a candidacy.
Well, the real example is a political party that might be fundraising and ultimately distributing to candidates in the next election cycle.
Right. Our interpretation is that, as it is currently, is that that does not apply, the prohibition does not now apply to those activities, so long as there is no conscious direction in anyone, either the solicitor's or the contributor's mind, as to a specific candidate or slate of specific candidates. If it's party building, generally, raising the party fervor, and the timing happens to be during a legislative session, it's allowed. And in fact, our interpretation goes further, and it says that the members of the assembly may sell tickets to this event or buy tickets to this event because it is not for a specific candidate.
That's the way it is today, and in an attempt to be consistent and make this consistent and simple with just a transfer. Now, that wouldn't be applicable today, so it does not reference as a contribution requirement.
And the 2 business days after the date, practically speaking, if someone received a contribution 11 o'clock Monday night, when must that be reported? What's the
outside? Chair Harper, Senator Miller, I would say that in that circumstance, because the date was Monday, that it would have to be filed by 5 p.m. on Wednesday.
So less than 48 hours.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
it's, we say business days instead of hours to take into account holidays, weekends, etc.
I understand that, sorry.
Right.
It'd be shorter than 2 days effectively.
Right.
Because we don't take reports after 5 o'clock.
Well, we take them, but they're considered to be reported, filed the next day.
Right.
we had to say something. Senator Brown.
I was going to suggest to folks that did want to fundraise during the session, you could time it so that you did it on a long weekend that gave you some extra time if you were trying to raise so much money.
It's a holiday.
Exactly.
Okay, does anybody have any serious questions? Senator Brown.
I'm going to get some face time here with Senator Courtney.
Are we in a short recess?
Yes, sir.
Chairman,
we'll be in a short recess.